Putting her pen down, Mal drummed her fingers and wondered if she was protesting too much. Malachite Peck, disgraced city trader, ex-convict and now bookseller, sat in the little flat above her bookshop and twitched her lips. Maybe she was being overly defensive. The truth of the matter was that she was looking forward to Jacques Poloffy's company as much as the cards, and, as usual, her sister had gone straight to the heart of the matter. Over the past few months, they had become regular companions, visiting the Truro market together and the odd Sunday walk and lunch. She turned down as many invitations from him as she accepted, for fear that her enthusiasm for his company may be misinterpreted as anything more than a desire for like-minded company. She would rather be lonely than give him the wrong impression. But when he invited her to join him on his annual bridge weekend, she had completely caved. Beyond the opportunity to play bridge all weekend and spend time with Jacques, the location was utterly appealing. An island hotel, a boat ride off the Cornish coast, her very own Alcatraz. The thought made her laugh. She had spent 5 years in prison. Now she was dashing off to an island set adrift from the Cornish mainland. She imagined the accommodation would be very different indeed, and she was looking forward to some stimulating company. Finishing the letter and adding it to her pile, she set off to finish her last-minute chores. Jacques was picking her up at 10, so all she had to do was post her letters and wait. She had already put a sign up in the shop saying closed for a few days, told Sophie she was away, filled Mac's bowl with food, and asked the postie to leave any parcels at the pub next door. Sophie was the local police officer, and despite Mal's recent brush with the law, she had found her to be a lovely young woman and a credit to her uniform. Sophie had no inclination to become a detective and was Mal's first port of call when situations became tricky. Grabbing her suitcase, she began making her way down the steep and narrow staircase. Jacques would have been happy, no doubt, to bring her suitcase down for her, but she'd be blowed if she let him think she was the sort of woman who couldn't carry her own luggage. That said, these stairs were an absolute nightmare to navigate. Just her luck if she were to break her neck before her holiday even started. She had spent the past few weeks refining her suitcase until she had it whittled down to a single carry-on piece of luggage. She would have to rotate a few items for a range of outfits, and had picked out clothes that went well with a few pairs of shoes rather than shoes for each outfit. Even so, Mal felt dreadfully underprepared and wished she had a further suitcase, but was determined to show Jacques that she wasn't a total clothes horse. Despite her mutterings, she was looking forward to the opportunity to dress up once more. As a city trader, life had been a never-ending round of dinners and social events, and Mal loved to dress up. One time she had arrived in high heels and ripped denim and caused a sensation. When her host had gently remonstrated her attire, Mal pointed out that she had made 3 million for her hosts that year, and they had responded by cutting benefits to their workers. Mal wondered if her hosts had wanted that on the press release. Mal knew how to use clothes to create an impact as much as a well-constructed portfolio of stocks and shares. Nowadays, she had to work out if James Patterson was a crime writer or a thriller writer. Her life had changed immeasurably. Leaving her alarmingly small suitcase by the front door of the shop, she headed out into the village.
"Is that all you've packed?"
Jacques raised his eyebrows at Mal's small blue suitcase. He placed it in the back of his Land Rover, trying to obscure the fact that both of his cases were considerably larger.
"You said pack light," Mal shrugged. "Besides, it's just a weekend. Not all women are clothes obsessed."
Jacques gave her an old-fashioned look, which she ignored and climbed up onto the Land Rover seat, sweeping the seat before she sat down. Given she had a very limited amount of clothes, she didn't want to start the trip with dirty clothes, even if it was a long raincoat. As Jacques made his way to the front of the car, she settled in quickly, making sure he...